Alamogordo Mayor Susie Galea knows that the challenges faced by the city of Alamogordo seem rough on the surface, but she is optimistic that with strategic planning, the citizens of Alamogordo will find a way to overcome the loss of 200 civilian jobs at Holloman Air Force Base, and more importantly, the loss of water.
The Menino Lake projects we have set aside that are a request of $5.6 million to match some of the FEMA funds up front in 2014. We've found out other, we've continued to work with FEMA. The total cost of the project to recover Bonito Lake would be about $54 million. And moving forward, we know that we won't have that lake back online for another 3 to 5 years. And so we're working on a desalinization project that's accelerated, where we have a desal plant on a skid that's removable so that we can utilize it at the site of our new well site out by the Three Rivers area. And eventually it will be in a hard desal plant. But that project itself is $10.5 million in 2014.
So I guess the obvious question is, how does the city of Alamogordo pay for this?
We are going to the Water Trust Board, and we've requested that the Water Trust Board help us with some of this funding. Otherwise, we're going to have to make some hard cuts in our next preliminary budget hearing in the spring.
Now, recently, Holloman Air Force Base announced that they were going to be laying some people off. How does that, something like that, affect Alamogordo?
The DOD cuts, they have lost about 200 civilian jobs, and it affects Alamogordo because a lot of those high-paying civilian jobs cannot be found elsewhere in the city of Alamogordo. And so to continue their quality of life, they look for jobs elsewhere and live outside the city, which leaves a lot of homes for sale. And currently there's over 500 homes for sale in our city of 35,000 people. Our annual budget for our city is about $45 million. And we receive our greatest source of income through our gross receipts tax revenues. And with a large population move outside the city, we'll see a reduction in our gross receipts tax revenues.
Mayor Galea is looking forward to bringing in 2013 with high-paying jobs and plenty of water to quench the thirst of a city that is ready to drink it all in. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.